I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Crackheads podcast with myself Shannon
and me Kegs.
Welcome back to episode 4, I should say. How crazy.
I can't believe it's 4 episodes already. Look how fun. So yeah, welcome back to any of our crackheads who've listened to the other episodes. But if you're a new listener, this is basically a podcast for all the gals, for all the gays, or for anyone who's up for a bit of crack.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it as like a group chat with your unhinged big sister and big brother.
We are a little bit unhinged. So yeah, welcome back to episode 4. So this week's going to be a little bit different because this time next week, we are actually, both of us are going to be on holidays. I'm going to Ibiza for a few days, and the day I get back, Shannon is then heading off herself.
Yeah, I'm off to Italy.
How exciting.
Very romantic.
I'm excited for
very growing up holiday. But yeah, so we're pre-recording this week basically. So usually we would do What's Crack This Week as our first segment.
Yeah.
But because we're going to be pre-recording and we're on holiday, we can't really do that. So
we're going
to be on holiday, not to make us jealous.
So we've decided to switch it up a wee bit this week, and we're going to add a new segment in for maybe days where we can't do What's the Crack this week, or like if we want to do maybe a wee bonus episode, we could include this. So it's going to be called Crack or Sack. So think of back sack and crack. Only it's nothing to do with that. It was just a play on words. So it's going to be Crack or Sack, and we're going to give like take turns just saying something that may be going on in the world, and you either going to say crack as in like, yes, I like that, or sack as like absolutely sack that off.
Yeah.
So we haven't even prepared this, to be honest. We haven't even thought of things. So I'm just going to say something random. So crocs, crack or sack.
Oh, right. So I was always sack, like always sack, like to the point my boyfriend bought a pair and I was like, no, we can't do it. And he was like, it's just for the gym. And I was like, no, still, I have the ick, like, no, like definitely sack. But then I came home from Australia and my mum had bought my sister this pair of Crocs that had like a fluffy insole. And I can't lie, I've worn them twice. They're so comfy.
Are they?
But they're still ugly. Like they're still ugly. So I'm still going to say sack. What about you?
I am going to say crack for other people. I actually really like Crocs and I really wish I could wear them. Like I'm actually low-key jealous of some people wearing Crocs, but I have size 11 and a half feet, which is big for my body. Like I'm only 5'10".
Big feet, big socks.
So I'm not that tall. Like I'm 5'10". And I've got massive feet. So whenever I wear Crocs, it literally looks like, you know, the clown off friggin' Simpsons movie. It literally a big massive face. I'm like, it just doesn't suit me. So it's kind of annoying because I want Crocs, but I'm going to sack it for myself, but crack for other people because I kind of like them.
Okay. I'm going to go sack or crack on mullets.
Oh, it's fucking crack. Crack. I love a mullet. Yeah. Like, are you mocking my hairstyle, bitch?
No, I'm not mocking. I just can't do them at all. I just can't. Yours is a tidy mullet though.
Yeah.
Yours is tidy. Yours isn't like a messy mullet.
Yeah.
Another thing.
Yet.
No, don't do it. Whenever we went to Australia, before I went to Australia, my boyfriend got there and he was like, I'm going to get a mullet. And I was like, why? like, please, why? And he was like, just to be unique. And I was like, Kieran, you're Irish living in Australia. Getting a mullet is anything but unique. Like,
everyone else.
What are you talking about? You're just following the crowd. And he was like, oh. And I was like, please just don't do it. I don't know. But then my youngest sister, who's like 15, like, only fancies boys and mullets, like, it's all the range, so it's maybe just,
it's
like
really
an old
cool
thing.
I don't know what it is either. When I was in Australia, before I went to Australia, I wasn't really arsed about mullets and mustaches. Seeing I was in Australia, everyone with a mullet and
everyone
mustache, I'm like,
them.
That's hot. And see now, if I see someone with a mullet and a mustache, and there mightn't even be that, like, my usual type, but if they've got a mullet and a mustache, something just makes them a wee bit hotter. I'm like, fucking hello. Mullet and mustache, come here.
So you're cracking that, and 100%. I'm sacking it.
Crack and sack.
No, I'm just so negative. I'm sacking everything. Okay, well, we'll do another one.
Yeah, what one could we do? Skinny jeans on men.
Sack,
yeah, sack.
No, but do you want to hear the best thing? My boyfriend wears them.
Does he?
Yeah, my boyfriend wears skinny jeans. My sister makes fun of it. Just hit the mic there, sorry. My sister makes fun of him wearing them. I actually don't mind him in them.
Yeah.
But, like, I would say sack.
Yeah, I'm going to sack that.
I wouldn't look at them and be like, skinny jeans, like, I'm just like, okay, I don't mind them in them, but I would prefer probably not skinny jeans. I would actually prefer sweatpants over skinny jeans.
Oh, I love sweatpants.
Oh, I love sweatpants.
I love wee sweatpants. Love skinny jeans sweatpants. Are like, no, I really don't like them. And, like, I used to be only skinny jeans. Like, I used to work in River Island for 4 years, but that was 10 years ago.
River Island are the pig skinny jeans for boys, aren't they?
Skinny jeans. So I worked there for years and I would not wear anything but the skinniest of skinny jeans. Like, I had to be, like, super tight everywhere.
Skin tight.
And now it just gives me the ick. Like, if a guy was wearing skinny jeans, I just, it would put me off a wee bit, to be honest. So sack off skinny jeans.
Okay, well, we'll do one more.
Yeah.
Okay, sack or crack? Designer clothes.
Sack.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
completely sack. I don't get it.
I don't get it. I have never been into designer clothes. Maybe because I've never really had loads of money.
Money to afford it.
But I just don't, not into it at all. And I,
no,
honestly,
me
I
either.
Work, sorry, I was going to interrupt you there. Working at Ocean Beach in the summer, I seen loads and loads and loads of people wearing, like, Burberry and Gucci and all
this. Put you off even more.
And it put me off even more. Yeah. I was like, Burberry was one of the only designer brands that I actually used to love. And I used to love, like, Burberry shirts and Burberry bags. And I was like, I just like the design of it. Like, I'm not really asked about the name of things, but it's like the design. And then I started seeing loads of people in Ocean wearing.
Perfect. Like, no, I've never ever got it. Like, I've never got the hype. Like, being a girl and people being obsessed, like, designer handbags and sunglasses and shoes. And I'd be like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I would never, even if I was a millionaire, I don't think I would ever justify paying expensive stuff for designer.
No chance.
Designer just doesn't do it for me at all.
It really doesn't do it for me
and
either.
And the thing is, most designer stuff doesn't even look nice. Like, do you know the stuff?
It doesn't.
Like, we went into flannels not long ago and I was walking around the shop being like, what? Like, who's buying this stuff other than the drug dealers? Like, who's buying this stuff? But yeah.
Sack it off. Nah. It's so weird. My brother is 16 and he doesn't have money himself, but he loves designer stuff. He's really into this, like, materialistic
stuff. Get him on to DH.
I'm like, why are you so polar opposite to me? Like, we're literally completely, and he, like, judges my style, and I'm like, I judge your style, wee man.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go to these designer shops on Easter Sunday or Easter Monday. I was like, Joseph, we're going in a car and we're going to the beach and going to the mountains. I have zero interest in going to designer shops right now. That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh no, I don't know, maybe the younger generation growing up is more into designer stuff, but I'm just like, if I like something, I like it. It doesn't matter what the brand is.
Yeah, I'd far rather spend my money on traveling and experiences.
Yeah, I'd rather spend my money on food probably. But so many people are so into, like, brands, like, they have to have branded stuff. But yeah, same with, like, cars and stuff like that. It has to be, like, a cool car. I could not care less as long as my little mobile goes from A to B.
Yeah,
that's me.
Don't get me wrong though, I do like my style and I do like my fashion, but like, I get it in, like, ASOS and
not
shit
about
like that.
Brands, yeah, right.
So yeah, that's the start. That's the very first time we've done Crack and Sack, and I really enjoyed
that. That's so fun. And now that we're doing it more, we can, like, think about it more often. Yeah,
and
like,
we were actually thinking of potentially maybe doing a wee bonus episode on maybe like Wednesday or a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So if
just
anyone,
like,
listening, so if anyone's listening wants us to do the wee bonus episode, write in the comments or message us to see what you'd like to be called or what you'd like to see in the wee bonus episodes. Yeah, may as well. Yeah.
I'm wondering, should we actually just bring our guest in? Because the next segment is Wait to Hear the Crack and you're going to tell the story, but we might as well have our guest in to hear the juiciness.
Let's bring her in, shall we?
Yeah, so our lovely guest, we're both very good friends with her. I'm sure a lot of people listening and watching will probably know who this is. She is a social media queen. A content queen.
Fashionista.
Vibe. I know so many people that are just totally obsessed with her because she is so, like we always talk about, what we love, authentically herself.
Yeah.
and she doesn't give a shit about what other people say, do, or think.
She's just such a vibe.
She's a queen. She's a babe. So yeah, we're going to bring out Dervla Kelly. Woo! Let's go and get her. So here we have Dervla with us.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here.
This is me and Dervla were saying, this is going to be chaos. Like, we're all such chatty people. It's going to be like, everyone jumping on top of each other.
Not
so
going to get a word in.
Apologies,
I know, I was in the cakes. I was like, this is like everyone talks for Ireland, so it'll be like us all fighting, like, no, it's my turn, like, well, I want to say something.
I'm on the mic, I'll have to get one of them teddy bears, you know, in school, like, you're only allowed to speak when you're holding a teddy bear. But yeah, so now we're going to move on. You don't need to be here, but we just thought it would be fun for you to be in this segment.
There we go.
So this is going to be a wait till you hear the crack. So we take turns, myself and Kegs, one of us tells a story, funny, awkward, just some sort of story.
Oh, I've been listening.
This week we're going to do Kegs, because I think he's kind of said it will connect with your
Kegs
part.
Kegs is looking at me with such crazy eyes. I'm really scared.
You know what? This story doesn't...
He's like this from behind the mic, like watching me.
You can't really see the setup from behind the scenes, but there's like so much like contraptions in front of us. I can barely see.
I know, so it's just like the side of you.
So anyways, yes, wait till you hear the crack. This week is my turn to tell a wee story. And this story is so random. It doesn't even really relate to Dervla, but it kind of does, because she can tell stories from... what I'm about to tell, if that makes sense.
I'm intrigued.
So my story is going to be about the time that I think I got possessed in Benidorm.
No! What? You,
why is this related to her? Oh, no, you'll get to it. Okay. Now I know what you mean.
Where?
I should have knew this was coming from when you texted me.
Because I'll get to that point in a second. So this is such a random story, and it could be a load of baloney, but baloney I've never used.
Baloney, okay,
life.
American.
I've never used that word in my life.
A load of baloney.
This is a load of baloney.
Where did that come from? What's my, have my brain turned American?
No, I think I'm just going to laugh the whole time.
She's crying! For audio-only listeners, Dervla is now crying.
I watched that film Irish Wish and I've just turned American in the brain. It was the worst Americanized movie I've ever seen in my entire existence.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I was in Benidorm, so I'd never in a million years thought I was going to end up in Benidorm ever. And I went to Valencia at the start of around January time on a wee solo trip. Ended up meeting up with one of my friends. And we went on this like adventure day, and at the end of the adventure day, it was a Saturday night, and we were close to Benidorm, and we were like, frig it, should we just go out a night out in Benidorm? Like, why not? So we went on the night out in Benidorm, and turned into quite a messy night. It was quite kind of rough when I was first there. I was a bit like, oh my God, where am I? It's kind of scary. I was like, Benidorm, never somewhere ever thought I would go. I wanted to go and experience it. And
it's more my cup of tea, isn't it? It's a very proud place.
It is. Brits Abroad. It's the same Brits Abroad.
It's a very Protestant place of the 12th of July.
But it's not even. That's not why. I just like was like, it's too mental for me.
Yeah, it's
that's why I never thought I'd go. Not because like the whole Brits Abroad thing, but just because it's so crazy. Mm.
But is it not like middle-aged mental? Like my mum goes to Benidorm every year, and she said like it's very flat surfaced, right? So she said like every other shop is like a wheelchair rental.
Oh my God, everywhere. They're all everywhere. Yeah. All scooting around in the scooters, but there's a mix, I would say, would you?
I would say it's a mix of loads of people. And I was watching the Benidorm TV show, and I just assumed that's what it's like, and it kind of is like that a wee bit.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. I've never been to be fair.
But yeah, so I went to Benidorm, and I was like, friggin', let's go for the night out. We ended up going, it was me and my friend Aaron, and we went to like the Brit side, if that makes sense, and we were having a good crack there. But there was just kind of like, I was in this bar, and in my head I was like, I feel like someone could literally walk over and smash a pint glass over my face right now. I was even nervous. So I was like, I need to get out of here.
My favourite kind of night.
I'm very sensitive to energy, and I was just like, oh, I don't feel good vibes here. That. Anyway, went to the show. We went to some like,
Sticky Vicky.
You know, we didn't go there, to be fair. We were about it. Did you? You need to tell us about the second. But we went to this like, what do you call it, Oasis tribute act, and it was actually a really good crack.
Oh, bliss. I love Wonderwall.
But knowing me, and I was in a point where I was like, I want to go to the gay clubs, let's see what the gay clubs are like in Benidorm.
So shock.
My friend is straight, and he was like, yeah, frigga, let's go. So we went to the other side of Benidorm, which is like the Spanish side, so it was all like the locals and stuff, and we went to the gay clubs, and it was actually a good crack, had a good night. But I don't know what's in the drinks in Benidorm, but I ended up absolutely shit-faced. Anyways, ended up staying out the whole night long, and it gets to like I don't know what time, all hours in the morning, and I ended up bringing back some local Benidormian person.
Benidormian!
Back some local Benidormian guy to my hotel, and my mate who's staying with me or whatever was sleeping in the bed. So I don't know, this Benidormian came to the toilet with me, and we're like,
can we stop saying Benidormian? Surely that's not a word.
Like the Spanish?
Spaniards?
Aren't they?
Yeah.
To be fair, like, this guy was actually from there. He just lived there.
Just the Benidormian.
So that's grand. Anyway, he goes on his way home, and next thing I feel like I went to bed, but the next thing I just wake up, and my consciousness, I'm like, wait, where am I? I'm so confused. I was standing at the opposite side of the hotel in my boxer shorts. I was like, sorry, how the flip have I got here? I was so confused, so panicked. Went to my room, knocking on the door, knows. My mate has went back to Valencia, which is where he lives. He went home because he had to get the car. I was like locked out of the
room.
And
he just left you?
I don't know.
To be fair, I'd probably leave him too if he brought a Spaniard. When I met him sharing the room with him.
No, he didn't. He was sleeping. He didn't hear the Benidormian
come back.
Oh,
he didn't know the Benidormian.
And he said when he left, I was sleeping in bed. So I must have slept, walked, or got possessed.
I know, no, I'm sorry. It's the fact that this was started with the time I got possessed. In Benidorm, I think you were just absolutely wasted. No, like, white girl wasted.
Listen, I need to get to that point. So, I woke up, I had to go and ask someone who works in the hotel, me standing in my boxers at like 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever, to go and let me in. She's probably like, who is this absolutely lunatic walking around the hotel in the boxers? But in the past, there has been, I've had weird spiritual experiences where I feel like they have been possessed and things. And I've realized that if there's a mirror facing your bed, and you're open to that sort of thing, then you could get like demons coming
Thank
in.
Thank fuck I'm not open to that kind of thing, because that would scare the shit out of
I'm
me.
I'm really open to it. So I literally, I sleep in my sister's room sometimes, and she has a mirror facing her bed, and I cover the mirror with like bed sheets. I refuse to sleep in a room with bed sheets. And also alcohol, spirit, alcohol. It's if people black out drunk, they say that spirits take over their body, which means they're possessed or whatever.
That's what I'm going to start blaming whenever I'm drunk. I'm going to be like,
you're
it's like not me, it's the
and you're like, it wasn't me.
I'm crazy.
It's the spirits.
I genuinely do think that you could be possessed if you drink alcohol, maybe the mirror face in your bed too. And I was drunk when I came in, didn't realise there was a mirror face in my bed.
I actually can't wait the next time. Channeling, like, I can't believe you've done that in a night out. I'll be like, what do you mean? It was the spirits.
I think that's a good excuse if you do wake up though, when you're like in your boxers on the other side of place. I'm like, Keg literally told me, like, I can be possessed, so I can't even say I'm not.
Literally, so who knows? I may have sleptwalked. Most likely, I sleptwalked when I had loads of alcohol in me. But I'm going to say I got possessed because I was like, how on earth? I've never sleptwalked in my life, and just so happens there's more and alcohol combined. So who knows? That was my story, and this is why it leads to Dervla, because a couple of weeks ago, Dervla was at her sister's hen, and I looked and I was like, oh my god, that's the fucking hotel that I got possessed in.
No way! Was it the same hotel?
I literally just landed, posted a photo of the room, and I was like, this room is gorgeous, right? Because we like paid the like an upgrade, and also it was a really nice room.
Within, the rooms were unreal. Yeah,
within like 30 minutes, I get a message, Kegs, and it was literally, haha, this is the room I got possessed in. And I was like, you need to back off, because like,
let me enjoy
I'm
myself.
I'm not into all that like possession and all that. Anyway, you're like, you're just drunk. I'm more like that as well. So yeah. I was like, I can't be dealing with this, because I'm like dead sensitive at the same time. So I was like, if I like think into this,
you're gonna
if
think
my friend
ghosts.
Falls asleep before me and I hear something, I'm gonna be like, he's literally right. So I went back and watched your video, and you're standing covering the mirrors with it. Didn't you cover it in a vlog? He's covering the mirrors. So. Like all this here. He's like, you need to cover the mirrors. You need to do that.
Did you do this? Right?
No, I didn't do this, but I was like, I need to say to someone. I was sitting on this information for like 2 hours. Like, I don't know if I should say or not, in case they panic as well, because that would set me off. So then I texted I can't remember, but I said to my sister and the person she was sharing the room with, and they were like, oh, no, like, wait, like, weird things, we keep tripping and all. Like, they were saying, like, they kept falling and all this. So they went and bought, like, you know, like, the wee evil eye.
Yeah.
Bracelets and
Did
stuff.
They
FaceTimed each other. Like, they're like, I'm going to fucking kill Kegs. Like, seriously. Then they flipped the camera and they had the sheet over.
Did they?
Had the sheet over.
Shut
I know,
up.
But then my friend Amy, like, she really panics about, like, everything. So I was like to her, Kegs has texted me something, like, a story about this hotel, but I don't really want to tell you if you panic. And she was like, I don't want to know. I literally don't want to know.
Don't
so
tell
then
me.
I was on FaceTime being like, hold on, like, Amy, like, cover your ears now. And like, I'm like, they're like, yeah, we're covering the mirror and all, and they're covering it. But Amy was like, I don't want to know about it. But there's so many mirrors in there.
Yeah, there
like
is.
The cover. So I don't know how you were covering them all or them. And they're like bed sheets, blankets, everything. And there's like a side mirror, a front mirror, a mirror behind the mirror. I was like, absolutely not.
I love it. I can't believe he's covered the mirrors. That's class.
Well, I didn't, but they did. And they were like,
no, the fact you're saying this is class, you traumatizing your head.
I know, it was the first night, and they were like, oh, like,
I've
what did he say?
Like, yeah, class. class. Because they
were, I know they were like, we're falling. Like, this all makes sense.
Like, proper getting into it.
Oh, dear. Although they had drinks in at that point as well.
It looked like a very good hen do, though, to be fair.
It was so good.
I feel like Benidorm is similar to places like Magaluf and like Iron Up and those sort of like a wee bit. Is
mental.
The word mental? I was going to say trashier, but you can't say that, can you?
Okay, they are. Look, it is.
Yeah, so but I was saying it's I used to live on Magaluf.
I was watching TikToks and people were all commenting underneath it and they were like, if you think it's like trashy, like you're just like up yourself and all this here. And I was like,
no,
then I walked down the street and I was like, yeah, it actually is a wee bit, but like it's not bad. It's
no, it's
like,
not bad.
I like a bit of trashiness, a bit of tackiness. I like that. I like that on holiday.
Tacky is the word I was looking for.
I like tackiness on holiday because like, we went to Mallorca, that's where...
I feel like it's what you're used to.
Where, what do you call
like
it?
Like if you're from here.
Is. Me and Kieran went in like down south in Mallorca and it was like a more relaxing kind of vibe.
Like boring.
This is all right for now. And then we got the bus up to Magaluf for just a night. Yeah. Had nowhere to stay. Just busted up. We're going to bus back down. It's like a 3-hour round journey.
I used to live in Magaluf.
But the issue with Magaluf was we went to BCM. We assumed
that's
it was
where I used to work.
Oh my God, I love
them. We thought
it
would be on like 6 a.m. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then we could get the first bus home again. No, it closed at 3. So then we were like, where the flip to go? So we went to the strip club. It was great.
Nice.
Well, that sounds
great.
But yeah, so this is what I was saying about Benidorm and the drinks. So I feel like it's like Magaluf and like Iron Apple and those sort of places. I remember when I worked in the clubs, they used the alcohol and the vodka that they give the customers, they used the same to clean the floors with. Like, because it's got the same chemicals or something. I was like, as if people
and
are
like,
drinking
absolutely
that.
Absolutely great.
My favourite, floor cleaner.
I actually done a job trial in a bar in Ibiza. And like, it was the craziest thing. I know this we're talking about Benidorm, but... the drinks there, they wanted you to be drunk on the job. So they would like be like drink another one, do a shot with them.
Why did they want you to be drunk? To be in like the
zone. So like this was at the Highlander.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, it's so upbeat. And they're like, do shots with everyone, ring the bell, all this. But I was like, that is literal rocket fuel. They want me to drink it. I done one shift, Jesus. I was like, I was crying the next day. Like, I can't. I was so hungover.
Was
like,
that
I can't
that
do
year
this.
That you were there with me?
Yeah.
So we actually met in Ibiza 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
Oh, 5 years ago, we were both doing the season and you were living with the guys that I worked with. That's right, that's when we met.
I know. And it was crazy because, no, we didn't really. Because I think that might have been the only time I seen you that season, though.
Maybe.
Because I literally remember, like, you came, like, storming in, like, fair play. Because I don't know if, like, you must have always had this confidence or just, like, started to get it around that time. It just came bombing into the room and he's like, I'm Kegs. I'm never right. Sits on the balcony. He was like, we were just talking for a second. He's like, give me your phone. So I give him my phone. Literally takes the phone and takes a selfie. Like, it had me and you. I swear, I remember. Because it was like one of my first time meeting someone.
Sitting down.
He literally took a selfie and was like this on the balcony, like, the sunshine. And I was like, and then that was it.
I can't remember that.
I swear.
Oh my God. Did
you ever get when I'm meeting someone sticks out? Whereas like Shannon, I feel like I can't even pinpoint when me and you exactly met because I feel like I've known you or something.
No, I can't remember when
like,
we
probably
first
on an event or something, but I can't actually pinpoint it.
Neither can I.
It wouldn't have been Ibiza as well, would it?
No.
It wouldn't. So that's what I mean. But like, I just always remember meeting you because it was like the confidence to just strike in. And it was like it was your apartment and it was like a wee snap. It was crazy.
It was my apartment. It was probably the first time I was in that apartment.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Was the first time we met? I think it was. I think I used your selfie like this. I actually have a very good memory. I have an awful memory.
That's why I'm surprised.
In ways, I have a good memory. Was it Be Perfect's launch of Chroma Luminous in Dublin?
Yes.
That was my first event I went to.
Yes.
That's when I just started social media and my sister was there. That's when it was. I think I used
and
your
I
selfie.
Yeah,
light.
I don't even think I was there that long. Like at the event, because like, we were all going home. Did you stay?
I stayed a wee while, but not long. But it was where you took your photos. You took your photo before me. And then I was like, can I use your selfie light? And I kind of knew you, but would just like briefly
spoke. Yes, I do actually remember.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could pinpoint that because I was trying to think earlier. I just don't remember.
Do you know what I'm just thinking? We should probably... Because we just went straight through.
That's what I was just thinking as well.
We'll introduce. So this next section is What's the Crack With? Which usually we'll either talk about a topic or... have a guest, and this week with Dervla.
So what's the crack with Miss Dervla Kelly, the queen of social media in Northern...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ireland?
Do you want to give us a little rundown of yourself? Just for anyone that maybe doesn't know you or only knows a little bit about you, you can give us a wee rundown?
Yeah, that is like the hardest question ever, isn't it? It's like hard. A job interview. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, we're sitting here like...
I know. But my name is Darvla Kelly. For anyone that doesn't follow me, I'm 25. I'm from Belfast. Ooh. I'm from West Belfast now, but I was born in North Belfast. I... just recently started doing social media full time, which is like the scariest thing ever. I'm sure you two can like vouch for that. I feel like I haven't even fully started, if you know what I mean. Like yeah. Just because I just left my job last month. Yeah, that is like the main things of my life right now.
Go girl. So proud of you.
It's so good to see you. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. So proud of you.
It's like you can't even envision it though, like at the very start, can't you not? And then it's like once it happens, I'm like...
There's a lot of pressure there. Me and you kind of talked about this. There's a lot of pressure there, but you kind of just have to trust yourself that you're making the right decision, and you are. Like, you have worked so hard for this. Like
I know.
Like, we'll probably get more into this about, like, how long have you been on social media? Mm-hmm. How long have you been posting on social media? Because I remember you briefly telling me before, it's quite
a lot. Because I always say to people, so, like, I would be friends with, like, loads of people that want to, like, start social media or... they've just started and they're like giving up, and I'm like, it's really easy to like look at like my platform or yours and be like, oh my god, like they've literally just got it like that, and like they've woke up and mm-hmm. they've had it, and like I find that loads. But I'm like, if anyone knew me personally,
you grafted.
I have literally like been like a dog climbing my way up, like I've posting every single day from lockdown. So like I
you
think
grafted.
That I always watch your videos, and you say like you like blew up like within like a year. Like
I think
you get,
me
like,
and you might have started around the same time.
Yeah,
because I think I remember seeing your videos, and I was like, oh my god, there's Darvla from Ibiza.
You're like, oh, let's all just like pop off together, but like it's not like that. So it's like posting every single day from then, and like even now, I'm like, my following would be like a slow burn to me.
But that's better. Still,
you've a community.
I do like that, yeah, because like I feel like I have so many friends now, and I like don't have a big mm-hmm. friend group. So I'm like, I love it, but it's been like a slow burn. Like this is the way it's been the whole time.
But that's good. It's consistent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's consistent. Like you're saying, like you've been doing this. I only started social media about a year and a half ago, just over that. But that's my thing. My priority is always to be consistent. Like I don't want to go 0 to 100. Do you know what I mean? Although
it's so easy to go
quick.
Up and go straight back down.
So that's why,
like if anyone's like into social media and you're all in the analytics, like if I see like a wee tiny growth every week, every month, I'm like, it's on the right road. It doesn't matter
0.1%
the number.
Growth.
Oh no, I was like stuck in like 80k jail there for like, I'm not even joking, maybe a year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is driving me crazy, and I can get why people like put so much pressure on themselves, but you just have to remind yourself and be like, look at all the things I've done.
Yeah.
Mm. It's really not about the number. Although, like, you can't get in your head because you're spending so much time on your own as well.
It's very easy in this world as well to compare yourself to other people. Mm-hmm. But then you don't even think about maybe the people who aren't doing the things that you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people who are looking at
you. So many people are so inspired. Yeah. And, like, I meet so many people and they're like, wow. And then I'm like, real tape back
sure,
as well.
I actually messaged you the other week. So I'm doing the volunteering for the organisation with adults with learning disabilities, and one of the girls at it, literally one of the first things she said about you and the thing she said about Darvla was just
what
like
was
she
odds?
Hit the nail on the head. It was just like she's just so herself, like she's so funky, she doesn't care. Oh. And then that's what people like about you though, because from I started following you on social media, that's what I picked up on, your uniqueness, and you don't care.
Very unique, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what people love about you.
Well, do you want me to tell you a wee story on what like kept me so consistent?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I don't know, have I told you this before? I feel like I might have touched on it in Ibiza. So whenever I started doing socials in lockdown, I was like, oh my god, I want to do this. And I was like, it's probably possible for anyone if you try. I started posting, I was like being consistent posting every single day, and then I had a brand message me from here. Like, no hate to that brand, by the way, because I'm like, this, I actually think, like, shaped me and made me, right? I love how you're all biz already and you don't even know the
story. No, I do.
Oh, you do?
I know what you're going to say.
So this brand reached out and was like, we're doing a photo shoot. Like, would you like to be a part of it? And they're like, "We're like, it's not paid for, but if you come in, like, you'll get like so good social media coverage, all this here. So I was like, do you know what? Right, okay. And this was for tomorrow, right? So just say they asked me and it's for tomorrow. So I was like, right, okay.
Literally the next
and
day.
And I had work. So I literally rang my manager and was like, you need to mark me as sick tomorrow. Like, I'm not coming in. Like, I've been offered this. And I was like, and I've never done anything like this. So, like, I'm showing up just because it'll look good.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's paid or not. And it's like, everything's networking, like, meeting new people. So that was fine. I went to the photo shoot day, spent the full day there. And that, when I say, like, I don't know how models stay because I was, like, absolutely exhausted.
It's tough, that kind
of
thing, isn't it?
It was so hard. That was grand. Then all their, like, product was coming out, just say, the next week. So I was waiting on the video. Like, I was so excited because, like, they've done big budget on this. Like, I'll not get into details because I don't want to give away who it was. But, like, big budget.
But you're proud of yourself as well. You're, like, looking forward to seeing this thing that you've done.
So I sat and I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, out of, there was maybe just, say, 4 or 5 girls there. Out of all of them, I was, like, and I'm still like this on social media. I go ham at everything I met. So I'm photo, video, video. And it's just natural to me because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But out of everyone, I was, like, giving it stacks on social. So I was, like, really bigging this up. And, like, hyping everyone come with me. Yeah. Although my following wasn't huge. I think I maybe had, like, 5-6k at the time, but I was just like so happy and like grateful to be there, so that was okay. Then whenever the video went up, I looked at it and I was like, where am I?
They cut you out.
So I watched this video. I asked my sister to watch it and she was like, no. I was at the very end, so I counted the seconds. Me and my family were crazy, right? We counted every girl had like 15 seconds and then my bit was like 2 seconds, and it was like a that you would never have knew it was me if I didn't tell you.
That's
so
a joke.
I was literally like, and I remember I was sitting like with a couple of friends and it like, you know, like when something just like hits you and like takes you back
nearly,
a bit. And I'm like some brands will just like humble you like that. Like it's like, no, we don't like
and
that. So that was fair.
Like you've went out of your way to take the day off work.
To take the day off work.
Which is your livelihood at that time. Like you're only starting on social media.
Then I was like, I'm so embarrassed because I posted everywhere. So that was fine. I never shared it. And the girl, she had messaged me and was like, so sorry, it's because of the trainers that you're wearing. Like, they're a brand and we can't have, like, brands in our videos. So I went back and watched previous videos and girls have branded trainers on. So I was so confused. Then she just, like, said something about my hat and I was like, I asked, did she want the hat up? I never went back and forth. I just, Ray was like, oh, like, hopefully, like, can't wait to see more, blah, blah, blah. And then she says, the next video is going up just to let you know you won't really be in much of that either. But I'm going to send you the photos and you can share them yourself.
Shaky bitch.
Right? So this is where I was, like, I started to get a backbone because I was like, I don't care if I have one follower or, like, 100,000. Like, that's like, so
uncomfortable.
That's
just taking the piss.
Just, yeah. Like,
that's
for someone
taking the piss
took,
and taking advantage.
For someone that took the day off work, I rang in sick and I was posting on my story so everyone knew I wasn't sick. It's as well, like, the manager at the time was, like, a really nice person.
Where were you working at the time?
And a government job.
I know.
It's the worst. But they were all like dead easy going. Like they were like, oh, it's something she wants
and
to do.
They've understood you.
Yeah.
But that's taking advantage. Even if you weren't doing social media.
On normal anyone.
Just anyone that they've picked up off the street to get them to spend a whole day somewhere for no reward. Like your only reward you were getting
was like, oh my was God, a satisfaction. I was part of it.
Didn't really pay you or anything?
No, I took the day off work and done it for free.
Oh my
so
God.
So see, whenever they sent the photos across, I just went, do you know what? If you were planning on using any photos or any videos of me, can you delete them all? Because I don't consent
fair
to
play,
using
yeah.
anything of me anymore. Because I was like, this just
fair
isn't
play.
What I, this isn't what I took a day off work for, basically. And I just left it at that. And this that was like when I just started for whenever lockdown was.
Oh my God. And that gave you a kick off the arse.
Yeah. So that was when that happened to me. I like I don't I'm not
lit
like,
a fire.
And like whoa, like we're just going for this. So from then I was like just be consistent. No, like
it nearly give you a wee bit of fire in your belly to be like I'm gonna prove them they made a mistake.
I
here.
Always
they're
think
they're gonna be begging
of,
for me to work for
do
them.
Do you ever see a pretty woman?
Yeah.
When she goes
love
in, she
woman.
Goes to spend all the money, and they're like looking her up and down and they're like get out
yeah.
like you're not
yeah,
spending
yeah,
your money
yeah,
here
yeah,
and
yeah.
then she walks back in with the bags
yeah
and she's like
and they're
big
like,
mistake
oh, yeah
like that in my like that scene always plays in my head that like that's like the way like if anyone make me feel
that's
like
your
shit,
motivation.
It kicks me down like that's my motivation.
I love that.
That's really good.
Have
I love
they
pretty
ever,
woman
have you ever spoke to the brand since they're probably looking at you now fucking smashing and kicking themselves.
No, I've never spoke to them since.
They probably
but I,
are.
If I seen them I would not speak to them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Fair.
I'm really really like unconfrontational. Like back in the day I would have said like I was like maybe crazy. I think everyone has that phase when they're like 18 and you're trying to find yourself and you're like just losing the plot over things, but like I'm so unconfrontational. If I seen them I would just be like hi.
Yeah,
That leads me into the next sort of question. So, like, you grew up here. Were you sort of crazy, confident, like, stylish? Like, were you always this authentic version of yourself growing up? Or, like, what you grew up in Belfast, so what was the crack?
I would say I was always, like, funky, but, like, I was always so shy. Like,
were you? Just
beyond shy. Like, I don't know. Like, I would say I'm still shy. Like, if you don't know me, I can maybe be a wee bit, like waiting on you to say something first.
You have the confidence to be yourself and be wherever you want and stuff like that. But I would say if you're in a room full of people,
I won't step out to make everyone see me.
You'd be
or
more
make
confident
me hurt.
To smaller groups.
Yeah. Like, so like once I know like we're friends, like I could stand reasons and be like the most confident girl. But other than that, like I'm so shy and people be so like, I used to work in my sister's salon doing nails, and when people's clients come in, they would be like all like, there she is, and they would be really surprised that I would just be like kind of just, I would kind of join in the conversation, but they'd be surprised that I wasn't leading
conversation.
But I'm just not like that. I'm like, if there's people that I can do that with, I will, but I won't like step out of my comfort zone to be like, it's all on me.
Do you think starting social media has made you more confident to be yourself, or did you always have that, like coming on to social media where you're like, I'm excited to show myself and be myself, or did it, was it like kind of gradual on social media?
It's actually like probably helped.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. So I think from doing social media, it sort of forces you to try and become your more authentic self. So I, looking back even at videos from the past few years on myself, I'm looking around like cringing because like that doesn't seem like me. But now I'm like, oh my God, just because I'm growing more into myself. And it's so good to look back at yourself and actually cringe because you're now more your authentic
like,
self.
My mommy actually said the other day, she was like, watch your first videos was like she was like so robotic. And next it was like, we were like, what is she doing? But you can't tell someone that when they first start because
you have to
that would have really set me back. Yeah. Do you know that way? So like, I remember I would have like literally, so if anyone's ever afraid to do content, just don't be. I would have went into my room, told my mum we stay downstairs, turned her TV right up, closed the door, and then I would sit down to film and I would think I heard something. I would get up, run down the stairs and be like, did you open the door? And she would be like, no, I'm just sitting here. And I'd be like, right, okay. Then I go back up and I would be like looking around like this.
Is that would
like,
be me when I first started. I remember sitting and
so
if I heard like someone come up the stairs, I'd like hit it off and be like, I'm sitting in silence and be like,
and the sweat would be dripping and it's like, why am I
doing
myself?
But it's so weird because like you'll probably think the same. I knew that whoever it was coming up them stairs probably was going to watch my video anyway.
I know,
but it was the process of filming and I was like, no one can know.
And it's the fact that like now, like you just look at their progress. Like I literally would just walk down the street filming myself. Yeah. And like you could be beeping and all that, be giving you a wee, like I just don't care.
Yeah. I love that. You were talking about your mum there. Like I love your family like dynamic as well. Like to be fair, your sister in law is very eccentric style and all too.
Shona is, yeah.
Shona's popping off on TikTok at the minute.
I know. So every video Shona does really well. And I'm like, fair play, sister.
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely. I'm like a wee social media manager. I'm like, post today. Post. Because I'm like, because I can. I'm like, this is really fun. Like, you need to post a video. Like, even at our like official wedding, like the legal part, I was like, no, I was like, what's the next video? What's tomorrow's video? It needs to be this or it needs to be this. But it's so
you're
fun.
Giving
the
tip.
And
you
now Muriel's posting on TikTok.
Is she?
It's crazy.
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No, the little basket, tell him. Or the Asda basket. Tell him.
She was in Asda the other day.
But how did it started with her posting a video doing an Asda haul and she just whips out
the Asda basket.
Is it
kitchen.
What was normal?
She was trying to play it off so cool. She's actually not as crazy as in her videos, but she's like a real my mummy is like, no, I'm saying I'm shy, she's a real people person. Like she would walk into your room, so like maybe like that makes me a bit more open to, because I spend so much time
like
with
that.
My mum, but she'll literally walk in to like a bakery and it'll be like all men, she'll be like, oh boys, no, what are we getting? And it's just so
that.
Loud and
so she posted
fun.
An updated video then, because everyone was like, did you just take the Asda basket home? And she was like, yeah. So then she done an updated video with Dervla in the car of her returning the basket to Asda. You know, like most people just walk in and set it back.
Did you hear her talking
to
the man? Right,
there's your basket back.
What, in the video? I need to watch this, oh my god.
Yeah, see, if you start watching her videos, you'll go on a binge. And like she does
so
the whole
funny.
Like tongue thing and all, but like
do
that's
I
put
the
on too.
Thing?
But I'm just like, it's funny because I used to always say to her, why do you stick your tongue out in videos? And it would be, she would just go like this, because I'm getting her back for saying that I was robotic at the start. So I'm like, why are you sticking your tongue out? So she would be like this, and then I was like, you're literally going like, that's where it came from.
Now she's playing on.
So now she's playing on it.
She's
so
entertaining.
She's getting a brand there.
I know.
I was going to say she's getting brandy. So I was like, fucking hell already. As the sponsor.
She was like, I'm not promoting them. And they're fucking so dear or something like that. Like that's the way she came out with it in the video.
She's a great crack. Did you have any like bad stories with your siblings or your mum or anything from growing up?
living with Muriel is mad every day. I can actually give you a story that's about me. That's really crazy. That kind of involves all of us. So, like, you know, like back in the day when everyone used to go to like Avicii and all Tenants those Vital. Waves, Tenants Vital. Mm. I remember I went to Tenants Vital, and this is kind of like, how many years would that be? I don't think I wasn't old enough to drink, but I did used to. But like, don't do that if you're underage. But I didn't this night. So me and my friend went, and then I was planning on staying in my sister's house. So we walked up to her house, and she lived on like a top flat, but it was like in a house, so it wasn't that high up. Mm-hmm. So I ended up, I was like trying to ring her and stuff. My phone had died and I was trying to get in. I couldn't get in. Could see the lights and I was like, what is actually going on? But I had already told my mummy that I was staying out. So I got to like an hour or two later and I was still on the street. I started throwing stones up to this house. Like, this was the most mental thing. And I was like, what am I going to do? It's going to take me about 5 hours to walk home. And I don't even live that far. So in my brain, I don't know why I was like, this is going to take so long. I ended up thinking, who lives beside here? Who lives beside here? I can call too. And I thought of my cousin's house. So I walked up to my cousin's. This was all like on the Falls Road. This was happening. I went to his house, knocked the door, no one answered, and I went, what is actually happening? Like, was there like an apocalypse? Why is there no humans like left on earth? I was trying to find someone on the road to ask for a phone, like for a phone number, like the phone, just to call someone and be like, what is happening? And then I just had like this moment. I was like, try the door. So I tried the door and it opened, and I went in and the whole house was empty, and I was like, I'm actually on The Walking Dead. Like, because why is no one home? Like, where is everybody? I was so confused. So then I went up, tried to get the PlayStation working to try and figure out how to work the internet from the PlayStation to stay on.
Wait,
the
whose
Facebook.
House was this in?
My cousin's.
Oh my God, right.
Didn't find anyone. Then I went, oh, should I just get into one of their beds and go asleep? And then I went, no, that's weird. So I went into the living room, got a blanket, went asleep. That was okay. While all this was happening, my mummy had texted Shona, did Dervla get home okay? Right? And Shona was like, oh no, I did. I ended up going out. And I texted her though that I wasn't to just go on
but
a
your phone.
Phone
was
my
dead.
Phone was dead. So I obviously was, this was when I'm throwing stones and all up at the window because the lights were on. And my mummy was like, well, what the hell? Because she's not here. So they rang the girl I walked home with and she walked down the Falls Road on her own.
Oh,
right?
Dervla.
So I was officially missing. Right?
No, please don't tell me.
So they rang the police. This was all like within the early hours, being like, yes, like she would have 100% been home. Went down, checked Shona's house. I wasn't there, checked the girl I was with. Like, everyone wasn't there. Then this was when BBM was a thing. People were sending in the broadcast groups, like, anyone seen this girl, right? So I used to be a wee bit of like a hippie and a hipster. So I used to like knock about in the town in car parks, and that's where like I would always be.
I can see you like
so
that.
So I ended up getting a photo, and I was like on the edge of the car park, leaning over it, smiling. And this is the photo that everyone decided to send about BBM, being like, has anyone seen this girl? Last seen at like 12:02 on the Falls Road. So that was all going around.
Do you ever see people saying like, if I go missing, like, don't use a bad photo of me?
This was it. This was absolutely it. Like the crazy eyeliner, you know, like it's all been like smudged in. It was insane. So I ended up falling asleep, and when I woke up, I just heard my sister and my cousin come into the house, and I just thought, this is so strange, because I, like, my Shona would never be in this cousin's house. So I was like, I just woke up and I was like, Shona? And I just heard them all running, and it was like as if, like, you know, like when you come home from like spending 5 years in Ibiza, they were all jumping on me, hugging me, kissing me, like, where have you been? Where have you been? So while I was sleeping, they had rang the police. They had done a full search party. They were checking graveyards. They were checking hospitals, like running around, checking everywhere to make sure I was in. Like, people were like messaging to all different group chats, like, anyone seen this girl? Like, she's out in the streets on her own. Like, she's missing. Like,
what was the family of the houses you were staying in?
They were out partying.
Were they?
Which was just so random. That they happened to be partying that night, and then my sister had went to another party, and then they, like, once my mum was like, well, she's not here, they all everyone in the family kind of like came together to be like, right, like, let's
search
find
party.
This girl.
So they're all steaming at this party, and now they're running around Belfast,
yeah,
steaming,
then they're all like
you.
Trying to fight me, but it looks like when I woke up it was bright, like it was bright. So this had been going on literally all night,
all night long,
and I was literally just sleeping. So when I went home and the police were there, they had to take a statement, and they're like, what like, what happened? And I just told them the story. I was like, I was literally just sleeping. Like, I couldn't get into my sister's house. I just busted out laughing because it was like the funniest thing to me, because I wasn't even like, even though like I did like drink underage, I wasn't. So I just busted out laughing. I was like, it's not funny. Like, and then they were like, do you know what? It's fine. They were like, because like, she's just woke up and she's a missing person. But like, she wasn't missing, she was just sleeping. So that's like the craziest thing that's ever happened in my life. And like, I'm sure, like, for Muriel and Shona as well, like, I could imagine, like, if that was the other way around, I would literally, like, think the worst.
Yeah, oh, you'd be freaking out. Yeah. You would be freaking the biscuits.
That
biscuits.
Is so funny.
What Muriel, is she always called Muriel?
She just started calling herself it, really.
Shut up.
I was gonna be like, I don't know. Like, some of her friends might call her, but like, it's just kind of starting to stick more and more. Like,
oh, so it's only a recent thing.
Yeah, someone asked me recently, is that her real name?
Shut up.
Someone I'm close to. I was like, no,
on her birth certificate.
But it would be so cute if it was.
Get her name changed. You can do that.
She should.
Get it done professionally.
I know.
I love that. So that's the crack of the fam. You're all loved up as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's the crack there?
How long have you been together?
3 years we've been together.
So right, how to meet?
Insta.
Insta.
I feel like that's like a Gen Z type.
It's very standard.
Like Insta.
Nowadays, I think most people's like Tinder. Something, but yeah. Insta,
although I wouldn't have done like Tinder or anything, because like in my mind, really, I always want to meet someone organically. So like, yeah, in my dream world, I'd just be walking down the road and like they'd capture my eye and they'd be like, "You're the one for me." But like, that obviously isn't going to happen. But I wasn't even like at the time open to even like being in a relationship or being with
that
someone.
That was like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wasn't interested in boys in general, even like as like a wee one off thing, because like the boys that I had spoke to were traumatized me. But James had literally messaged me, like, it must have been like on three different occasions, and see, if you ask him, he'll be like, no I didn't. And I'm like, yes you did. And like, he always was like, you're telling lies. And I'm like, no you didn't. And I answered one of the, I don't know if I would have answered the first one, because I would just like, I'm just so bad at answering people and just like, go away. So like the second one, I remember I was drunk in Portugal, and that's why I answered, and I was like just in like a funny mood. So I answered back, and I think I sent either a voice note or a video back, and I was like, come to Portugal. sent it, and like then he'd message back like, haha, I would love to go to Portugal, weather looks class. No typical like boy chat, like, yeah, trying like be like all cool. Then I was just like, I'm not answering that. And like, when I woke up the next morning,
fear,
like panic, like why did I do that? And then it was like a couple of weeks later, I think he had messaged again, and I was like, you know what, like that's persistent, and my eyes says like, I'll just answer, and I've been talking ever since.
Oh, cute. He seems like a crack, to be fair.
He is, he's yeah, so funny.
No, that's so cute. It's like, well, I love, he kept trying, I'll give him a chance.
But he's like, he is like the right person though.
I love
like,
that.
He's just like what I need, if you know
I
what I mean.
I was loving his content whenever you had your re-event, and he was like, your biggest fan.
I know. Loads of people had said that to me, because I was like doing like the stage, and I like, because it was my event, I wanted to go around and speak to every person that was there. So I'd done my best to do that. So I didn't really like actually see him much at the event. So we were like, James is so cute. And I'm like, was he? Like, what is he doing? But then he was on a story like, I'm a big boxer. Like, I don't really get emotional, but that near sent me.
Oh, so cute. What was your event, for anyone who doesn't know?
I done a Galentine's event and just done it like a paint and sip, and
it looks so cute.
There was no reason. Like, I feel like people like it's all like, it has to be like mindful, or it has to be like for this. Like, people always have to make like big thing, but I literally just done
just
it because I wanted it to be like just for the crack.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be like somewhere where girls can come and feel like it's really done up like an influencer event, because like I used to always watch videos of people like doing social media, going to these gorgeous events and be like, I'm reading
it. I want to go to something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I made sure there was loads of like things to get involved in, loads of places to get your photo, like right in the mirror. Like, made it like really like OTT for like girls that have never done something like that.
Yeah.
That was the main purpose.
And like, it was the kind of thing you'd be confident enough to go to yourself. I was raging and I couldn't go because I was literally home. Was it the day
before?
Yes,
you were the day before, the
it
day
was
after.
The 11th, and you had
something,
wasn't it? And it was the day, I literally only got home the 10th, and Dervla knew I was coming home, and she'd messaged me saying about it, and I was like, oh, like,
like,
it's,
I'm literally,
just
home
the day after I come home.
You're like,
like,
I need
I'll
to see my family
to,
next time.
Yeah. No, when I seen you posting about it, I was like, no, that is the perfect event for you, like, super aligned. And then when I seen you sell out, I was like, fucking yes.
I know, it was amazing. It was crazy. I would love to do another one. Yeah,
you should definitely keep them going, because
I know,
so good.
It's just an excuse to like, and I don't even really love drinking, but like, I was getting drunk with everyone, because I was like, I used to love drinking back in the day, but now
but
I'm like, I can
fun,
take it or leave
it's
it.
It's a fun way,
but I was loving like,
it's a fun way
with everyone.
There's different situations getting drunk, like, see, just going to the bar to drink for the sake of it. boring. Like, yeah. I used to love it, don't get me wrong, but now it bores the tits of me.
It's just the same
but
thing over and over.
But something like that, it's a different buzz and it makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah, it was so
not
good.
Not that you have to drink, but you know what I mean? If you like drinking,
if you
then,
want a wee drink, yeah. But it was so good. Yeah, I'd love to do another one.
Class. No, you definitely should. I'll come to the next one with all the gals,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. We'll all go and we'll all be really drunk, have plenty of stories to tell.
Yeah, definitely.
So, before we move on to our dilemmas, do you have any advice for our little crackheads listening to the podcast right now? Whatever it may be.
Right, I'll give my favourite quote that is like my quote to
live by,
right?
Give it to me.
I know I love a quote. My favourite quote is...
I was literally last week, my favourite quote is, and then I said it and I was like, wait, is that even the right way to say it?
I think I'm going to say it wrong here just because of the pressure's on, but yeah. This is like, it kind of like goes back to like the brand thing, like, or like just like even like social media, if that's what you do, or just any way of life, but it's, if you don't know someone personally, don't take it personal. So it just means like if people judge you, and people love to talk like that, we all know that, but like if you don't know someone personal, like just don't take it personally, because it's actually nothing to do with you, it's more to do with them.
Yeah.
So that's like my like quote to live by. So like
quote.
If someone says something about like bad about me, I can just let it go,
because you have your people.
I don't know them personally.
Yeah.
So if it was, if like one of you said it, or
if
like
it came from someone
family,
you,
I would be like,
it means something then, but it doesn't
but
mean
like,
nothing.
If you don't know them personally, like just let it go. So yeah. That's like my one piece of advice.
That's a really good quote. I really like that one. Really
100%.
Like that.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
I do. I really like that.
Yeah, I really like it.
I just think about it. Like, if someone leaves a bad comment, like, don't know you personally.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I love that.
I've never heard it before, but I really, really like it. Like,
I can't remember where I got them from, but someone's obviously said it to me.
Yeah.
And also, it's like stuck.
Yeah. I'm going to add on this, because I just, when you said it, I started thinking about people. I was like, if you do know them personally, but they're a bit of a dick, or they're not your type of
then
person,
fuck
then
fuck them.
Like, their opinion doesn't matter anyway.
I know. No, it's like bad.
But yeah, that was a great chat, and that is What's the Crack with Dermot Kelly for this
that.
Week. Right, so my camera just died, so we had to do a bit of manoeuvring there. So we're going to move on to the last section. Tell us your crack. I'm looking in the wrong camera now. Tell us your crack. So.
I don't think I've looked in a camera once.
No, I never do. He looks in the camera. Oops. And I'm like, I forget the camera's there.
Yeah, you're like,
just chit chatting. So we've actually got loads and loads and loads of dilemmas this week. So thank you all so much for sending us your crack. We've got an extra special guest giving her a bit of advice this week as well. So I actually don't know what one I'm going to click. I'm just going to click random. The gals haven't seen any of them. So, I lied about my age to a boy I really liked, ended up having sex with him, and he found out my real age the day after and completely ghosted me. What the hell? Why are you lying about your age, girl?
No, that's really...
First of all, my concern is, if it's lied about it to a point that it makes things illegal, that's really,
yeah, this is
really...
this is why you're being ghosted.
Yeah.
100%. And I do not blame the guy at all for ghosting you. Like,
no.
At all.
Yeah, like, and I don't... Yeah, and at the same time, I don't want to be cheeky and say that whoever's... I'm assuming it's a girl's wrote it in, but you were in the wrong and you should be expected to be ghosted for something like that.
I think you just... You got the shag and just be happy with that. And just find somebody else.
That's all right. Your like, age. I got lied about my age twice in the summer in Ibiza. I got two different guys told me. One told me I was 23, one told me I was 24, and they were both 19. And as soon as I found out, I was like, absolutely not. Jesus, give me the egg.
Yeah.
Don't do
it. Because at the end of the day, what's the point? Because if you're doing it just to get the ride, then they're going to ghost you, do you know what I mean? But also, if you're doing it because you maybe like someone, that's never going to work out long term. So just don't do it. Learn your lesson from this time and don't do it again. That's the advice I'd give you.
And don't be hard on yourself. You made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes, but just don't do it again, okay?
Don't do it. We're chilling.
We'll do the next one. So, all of my friends forgot my birthday and it really upset me that much that I ended up crying before I went to bed. I'm gutted and I don't know what I should do. Is it worth calling everyone out and causing so much hassle for myself, or do I just leave it? I'm still upset about it and don't know what to do.
First of all, it's so normal to cry on your birthday.
I know.
I think I cry on my birthday every year.
I always do. The past 2 years I haven't as much, but there's always something on my birthday. I just always get really upset and emotional.
It's a very emotional day because you're like, I think it's one of them kind of things on birthdays, and like there's loads of things like this. I feel like it's like hyped up that it's supposed to feel unbelievable or something, and then when it doesn't, you're a bit like, am I supposed to feel like this? And then you're like, let's just have a cry.
I actually had a birthday party when I was younger, and I'll never forget it because I invited like everyone around and not one person showed up.
Really?
So I can actually really relate. And like, they're just the way through it is like literally just cry. I wouldn't be calling anyone. I just like, I would like mentally note that in my brain.
Yeah.
and just like leave it at that. Like they're not your close friends, and like you will find your close friends because your close friends would show up for you. Are there
said
ever
this
reason?
On the podcast before about like if you're going through a situation like that where you're like, I think I need to leave this friendship because it's not really benefiting me, but it's hard because you don't want to be lonely. You will come out of it and you will find other friends. It's hard to believe that.
Yeah, and it's like crazy how many people will want to be your friend once you step away from said friend group. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to leave it. And like, I personally don't know about you, but I wouldn't be like calling everyone out like you weren't involved in my birthday. I would just leave it.
I think it just depends on the relationship of the friendship. And if it was a birthday party or like a birthday as in the date, because I'm going to give the other side of it where I don't remember anyone's birthdays.
Oh, actually,
I barely remember
same.
My own. Yeah. So unless I see that their birthday is posted on someone's Instagram story and like, oh shit, it's their birthday, then I'll message them.
Like,
if I don't see it on social media or
I'm
not reminded in any sense that it's not posted anywhere, I will forget my friend's birthdays.
Yeah,
and that's
me
why
too.
I've stopped posting anyone's birthdays on stories at all.
Yes.
I refuse to post any. So unless it's like my mum, my dad, my brother, sister, because I will forget someone and I don't want to
them
feel bad
to be like,
that's actually a really good
that
point.
That is a good point.
So then my thing, as you say, maybe if the girl hadn't posted anything about it being her birthday.
They don't know.
If she did and her friends ignored it and still didn't say happy birthday, then yeah, bad friends. But if you didn't post anything, maybe your friends just didn't realise it was your birthday because that I wouldn't remember.
I don't remember many. I remember the very odd few and I remember around the similar sort of deal, like, my friends around November time.
Or if my friends were like to me, when's my birthday? I could be like, yeah, this is it. But when that day comes, it wouldn't come to my head, oh, it's such and such birthday necessarily.
I feel like if they're upset, they must have told them.
Yeah,
like they would have to.
Maybe
because you wouldn't get upset if you didn't tell. Because like I can't even remember. Like Shona's my sister. I can't even remember. Like Shona, I'd be like, are you like the third or the fourth? Like I always get really jumbled in my brain.
But then to be fair, on your actual birthday, I can see it because I even remember myself sometimes on my actual birthday. I'm thinking this person that I would think should have said happy birthday didn't, and then get upset about it.
Yeah.
And then I've just after a few days,
you just like let
like, whatever.
That's why I'm like,
fine.
I wouldn't cause confrontation. I'm just like
I remember when I was younger. Like, do you remember when it was like Bebo?
Yes.
Just like writing each other's walls like happy birthday and stuff. Back then, like honestly, like if it was a boy I like fancied or something, and I'd literally just wait all day being like,
where's your wall?
Happy birthday. Post happy birthday. And literally be so down. And then the second they're done, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, you wait for someone.
Like a minute. Yes.
100%.
You said happy birthday with the two X's.
Those were the days.
But yeah, I think if it's a relationship with the people, depends on that. If it's someone that you're actually really, really close with and you can have like wind up banter about it, you could be like, oh yeah, forget my birthday, and like take the piss. Like, see what they say. And they'll be like, oh shit, really forgot, blah, blah, blah. Just depends what the relationship is.
Yeah.
And just sit with yourself, let it out, let it cry if it's obsessive.
Just cry, that's just it. There's nothing you can really do.
Time will heal.
So yeah, will we do one more final one?
Yeah.
Frig it. I am set to graduate from Queen's in June and I don't know what to do after graduation.
Ooh.
Please help.
First of all.
Woo, well done.
Amazing.
That's very good. Very good. Be proud of yourself.
Has any of you since graduated?
No.
I didn't even do A-levels.
Okay, good to know. I just wanted to know if anyone here could relate.
No.
I didn't even do A-levels, so like fair play.
I went to uni but got kicked out.
I went to uni but left after like 3 months. Because
nice.
I was like, this isn't for me.
Further than any of us.
I got through the door and I was there for 3 months,
but
that
there.
Was it.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like whether you finished uni, whether you didn't go to uni,
it's
90%
same,
of people feel the exact same way as you, so don't put too much pressure there. I think there's a lot of pressure that you should know because you've went to uni, you should know what you're doing next. Do you know what I mean?
I think as well there's such a societal pressure to do this exact plan where if you do go to uni, you go that route. You go to uni, then you get the job, then you maybe get the man and the house and the kids, and it's just all in this one linear path. But everyone's path is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And don't put pressure on yourself that you need to go into this like profession right now. If that's what you want to do, then go for that. But if you want to travel, if you want to try new things, if you want to try a new job or a new career path or a new hobby, try it. Try as many things as you possibly can. You're so, so, so young. You've got your whole life ahead of you. And
this is really resonating. I'm like, well, okay.
I've said before, I always say on social media, like, I'm older than both of you. I'm 28. Like, I'm pushing 30. And
that's
sometimes
so crazy
I get a bit in my head. I'm like, you know, because I love doing social media, but it's not like I'm like, this could all end tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? And I'll probably just go back to one of my normal jobs. I've had many, many jobs. And when people say to me, you know, like, I'm worried, like, I haven't got my life figured out. I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, just take a wee second here, right? And think about time, right? This is what I do. So whenever I think I'm 28, if I look back to when I was 18, which is 10 years, I have lived 100 different lives, right? I have had 100 different jobs. I've had 100 different friend groups. I have lived in 100 different places.
Same,
so like that's only 10 years, right? And that much has happened. So from I'm 28, which I am now, till I'm 38, which 38 still isn't even old.
Yeah.
I have all that time to do that same amount of stuff. So why am I worried about what I'm doing in the next year? That's what I would say. I would say, look at time in a different way. Look, change your perspective on time. You have so much time to figure out when you want to do it. I'm going to guess if you finished uni, obviously you could be older, but what age are you when you finish uni usually? 20
something. 22.
Like, you do not need to put pressure on yourself to figure out when you want to do. I think the best way to figure out when you want to do is to not think about it too much.
Yeah.
Because you could end
just
up...
You'll just fall into naturally what you want to do, and if it's something that makes you happy, you'll know.
Even look at us in the space of 5 years. We met in Ibiza 5 years ago, and our
we
jobs
didn't have
getting,
a clue.
Getting paid to get pissed.
I'm sorry.
And now both of us are doing exactly what we love
I
doing.
I have literally done, like, 500 jobs from then.
Yeah.
And it was only the last one I done that really, like...
Stuck
with me, and I was like, right, this is it. But, like, just, like do more of that. Like, do it all for myself, that type of way. So... I feel like just try things. Like if you're open to it, if something you think, oh, I might like this, might like that. Like, don't put pressure that you have to jump into the job to do your degree either. Because a lot of people like do a degree and then they leave and they do the complete opposite. But that's okay as well.
Yeah, you've got that, and that's what
you've
I
got
think.
It to always fall back.
You've got that degree, even like people leaving school, and they're like, I don't know whether to go to uni. I don't know what. And if I always say, if you have no idea what you want to do, then continue with education, because you might as well get a degree. You might as well have it there.
And go be a student.
Yeah, unless
fun.
You're like, oh, I know what I want to do, so I'd be better leaving school and going into this career path, or whether it's going to tech to do something. But if you really have no idea, I'm like, just continue with education and just enjoy yourself for a while and figure it out. Try loads of different things, and then you'll probably find your niche.
Yeah,
100%. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all about, you're in your 20s, you don't have to have your whole
just
life.
Just live it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Try as much
don't,
as you can.
Don't stress.
Yeah.
And just go with the flow. You've got this.
You got this, baby. We love you. Thank you so much for everyone sending in their dilemmas this week. If you want to send in your dilemmas for next week, email us at crackheadspod@outlook.com. Or we'll have a wee like question box up in our stories the day before the pod. But yes, thank you all so much for sending your dilemmas. We love yous. We got yous, our little crackheads. our little crackheads. I keep calling them that. I love it.
That's like the
reminds me, I'm just saying like crackheads. It's like a broken M&M. Like with wee eyes on it. You know the M&M, man?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining a broken one of them. Is what a crackhead looks like.
So random.
Like a wee crack on it.
But yeah, thank you so much to our lovely special guest this week, Dervot Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like the we queen being the first guest. Like
it.
Literally. So I'm so proud of you both, by the way, because there's like, I was saying at the start before we started filming, like this is like I've tried to do this before. This is really, really hard if you're doing it by yourself, and people don't see that. They just see you uploading, but like there's like so much work in this. So like you two should be so proud of yourself.
Thank you so much.
It's not really.
Worked out so well though, Dervot, coming, because we only realised we had to do 2 episodes, and we were like, we kind of want to do 3 episodes. First 3 episodes just us, and then we'll start getting guests and stuff. And then we were like, shit, we need to record the 3rd and 4th this week. And we're like, well, we'll get a guest. And I was like, oh, are we going to get a guest on Monday? And then he was like, we'll ask Dervot. And I was like, she's a Pilates, though. I don't know if she's going to. Then you were able to come.
I was like,
we were
I'll
like,
do it.
Yay!
I'll do it.
Perfect. I knew it.
But I'm all biz. Thank you so much.
Where can everyone get you on all your socials?
At Dervot Kelly on Insta, at Dervot Kelly 01 on TikTok.
Spell Dervot for everyone.
D E I R B H I L E.
Yeah, it's a different Dervot than usual.
If I'm tagging her on TikTok, I just type Dervot.
Dervot. Everyone does Dervot. I mean, if you write Dervot, it should come up.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, thank you so much for coming
on.
And for everyone listening, if you can give us a wee follow, a wee subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps us out so much. And yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Love
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.